And now, a lady who's been sitting here for 4 weeks waiting to record this podcast, but I didn't notice, the sports widow, Molly Erdman.
I bet you were going to make that longer, that we talked about that.
The intro?
Yeah. And my name specifically?
Your name is specifically?
Oh, good to be back.
Yeah. Molly, actually, this you mentioned doing this.
So yeah.
It's kind of your idea. It is your show, so
right.
That makes sense.
Right. Yeah, it's been at least a month.
Yeah.
Since we've done this. Well, we had some extenuating circumstances.
What were those?
Well, Sophia was here.
Yeah.
And she stays up.
Very
late enough that we weren't going to record this after she had gone to bed.
That's true.
Because then we would also go to bed.
Right.
That's mainly it. And just tiredness and stuff.
And some things to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, if you're going to take a month off, I mean, we should have probably told people. But listen, there's like
we
six
didn't know.
Of you.
Yeah.
We didn't know. It turned into a summer vacation.
Well, at some point we talked about having Sophia do a podcast.
Do one of the podcasts.
Us.
And that would be fine. And we could still do that later on.
Sure, we got another month coming up.
We do. So
yeah.
Maybe we'll do that at that point. Sophia is my 13-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
Does not like sports in the least.
No, but interesting and very much in keeping with the theme of this podcast, I noticed, and I've noticed this sporadically throughout the years, there are times, and I don't know if you are aware of this, where she is trying to...
Me? Or
yes,
you, the listener?
Yes, you, Joe.
Oh,
where Sophia is trying to connect with you and show an interest in something. There was tennis on. I can't remember what it was.
Right.
But she was asking a lot about Serena and, you know, how good she is and about Venus and who's better and what's the age difference. And I don't think she cares. I legitimately think she was asking those questions because she knew you were interested in it. And was trying to spark a conversation that you would be interested in.
Did it work?
Similar to how you
oh boy
talk to me sometimes.
Oh, here we go.
There, I think you assume that people have more general knowledge than they do because there would be, you know. I think I'm – this is not what she said, but something along the lines of, is Serena good? And you'd be like, yeah, okay, of course she's good.
well, I mean
– I know, but you have to appreciate when someone who really does not like sports
right.
tries to take an interest to make a connection with you. I mean, I don't know that you would do anything like that.
What, to make a connection with a person?
Yeah. To you know, I'm trying to think of something Sophia is interested in that you're not interested in. Like,
Let's see.
You know.
Modern music?
Sure. You know, she was coming at it from a very, I think, curious place of, like, wanting the information
did
to
they,
better
did they
enjoy.
Shut her down?
You didn't shut her down, but you, I don't know that you were fully, I clearly you did not understand what was happening there.
Yeah, I could have used a hint on that one.
Well, it's very awkward during that conversation to be like, she's trying to connect with you.
I think if we work out some codes.
Okay. Well,
like, connect four?
Okay, great. Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
So next time you think.
Well, it's just, it's funny to me because it felt very familiar because it felt like what I would do. If I was like, well, I guess we're sitting here watching this, I might as well try to know what's going on.
Should I do a podcast with her called Sports Orphan?
You should do one when she's back in August. You should do one.
We'll do
one episode with her, Sports Orphan.
Okay.
I think that's great.
That's great.
Yeah.
Makes me seem to be just as good a dad as I am a husband in this scenario. This is really working out great for me.
Yeah.
Can't wait till Valerie comes on board.
Yeah, what is Valerie? Gosh, it's been a long month. Like, you watched soccer a lot.
There was a lot of soccer this past month.
And Valerie watched some soccer from her little soccer chair.
Yep.
and yelled the names of some of the kids on her cousin's soccer team.
Yes, that was amazing. And we were watching the Euro Cup, so we were probably
She was like, go
Portugal.
Jasper.
Jasper, yes. She kept calling for Jasper, who is not on any of the European national teams. He's 8. But maybe Jasper someday will be.
Someday.
But yeah, she go Jasper, because she remembered from watching her cousin's game. And, you know, this month, as far as sports go,
because basketball and hockey ended.
Right. If it wasn't for those soccer tournaments, which are really only every 2 years do you get something like
Thank
that.
God.
So next year there'll be nothing like
Great.
That. It'll be all like stupid qualifying that no one cares about. But Good. Then the following year will be the World Cup,
Great.
Which is like these two tournaments smashed into one big tournament with some other countries as
well.
I
like how you pronounce tournament two different ways in that sentence.
I like to appeal to a wide swath of audience. Or swath.
Hey, had we had a podcast since the basketball championship?
I don't know.
I don't know either. It doesn't really matter.
Well, I don't think we did.
Yeah, I can't remember. We were in the midst of it.
Yeah, we were. And then we gave up on sports. We should have talked about it. What if we already talked about it?
Yeah, it doesn't matter at this point.
Okay, who won?
Cleveland.
Who'd they beat?
Golden State.
Who was the best player in the series?
LeBron James?
Yes. Who was a disappointing player in the series?
Steph Curry?
Yes. Who got suspended from a game that was the turning point in the series?
Don't know.
Do you want first name or last name? Last name is a color.
I don't know.
Vinny Chartreuse.
What?
No. Draymond Green. Do you think there's an NBA player named Vinny Chartreuse?
No, I thought you were trying to... That was a hint.
Oh.
Oh.
No. There is a guy named Vinny Del Negro, though, who played basketball.
Well, didn't he coach the Clippers for a little bit?
And the Bulls, yes. Very good.
Thanks.
Real... That was some... You'd get some
That
points.
Was some real sports.
Some
I had
real
another
knowledge.
One this weekend. Remember when I knew that Gilbert Arenas...
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. What did you know about him?
His first name.
Right. Okay.
Is he the one who brought a gun to the locker room?
That is him.
Okay.
Very good. He did a lot of things. He's crazy.
Because there was a street that was Arenas.
Right.
In Palm Springs.
That's right. And now you know we were in Palm Springs.
Oh, boy. You could have robbed us last weekend.
What's that? Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. So if
Except
you hear
Valerie
this now
yeah.
and you're going to go back in time to rob us. Oh, yeah. Valerie was here guarding the place. It's fine. Never
yeah.
mind.
Good luck.
Yeah. So while we were there in Palm Springs.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
So just if you don't know, Palm Springs at the time of year that we went, it's so hot that some restaurants close for the month.
Literally feels like a sauna. Like, I know people use that as like, oh, it's like a sauna. It literally feels like
that. Because it's very dry.
And 120 degrees.
Yes.
Or 111.
111 or 12. But with the sun baking right down. For example, the pool where we were staying.
Was 90 degrees.
Normally, if you knock water out of the pool onto the cement around it, you can kind of walk on that cement and it will have cooled it off. In this case, it did not. It like steamed off immediately, and you could actually burn your feet on it.
I will say this is a cliche, but I grew up in Dallas where it is so very very humid that it is definitely more tolerable.
Yes,
it being dry like that, but it very strange. We were talking about this on the drive over that you think desert and dryness, so you think it's going to cool off at night, and it does
not.
We got out of the car and it was 90.
And part of that
is in a valley.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very windy on the outskirts, but then within the valley, there's not much wind at all.
Yeah.
And the dryness, your croup dried up.
Oh, that's that is true. Yeah.
And my gross.
Your chest mold.
Chest mold. Wow. That's real. It's real funny.
We should start an Instagram account so that we can have pictures of some of these things, like your chest mold.
Of my chest mold?
Yeah.
No.
It's more of a fungus.
It's a rash.
All right. Tell your story.
What was the story? Oh, about. So there weren't many people staying at the place we were at. There was another couple there.
There were two other couples.
Two other couples, right. Yeah. One couple we dubbed the Germans. We saw them about four times. They would just go.
Just coming and going.
Yep.
Like they would come home from like shopping.
Yep.
They'd change clothes and they'd leave to go eat or something.
Yeah. We assumed they were German. The other couple, I assumed it. I thought the guy looked like Chris Berman. And maybe we can put this picture up on our page. Do you think he looked like Chris Berman?
Yeah, with the hat and the sunglasses, I'm sure you could be like, oh, it's Chris Berman. But like,
right.
Without that, it never would have occurred to me.
Fine. So I'm known for making comparisons like this person looks like this person and being way off.
Yeah.
And not in the way of like, oh, this black person looks like this other, you know, that like.
No.
People will say that's a racist thing. I don't say that. It doesn't matter,
right.
Race, color, creed, or whatever. I said that at work, I thought that Jeff Van Gundy, and you kind of know who he is.
He's
a little
yeah.
weaselly coach, used to be on the Knicks. He's a TV guy now. He's a good. I said he looked like Frank Vogel, who you don't know.
I don't know who that
who's
is.
Another NBA coach.
Well,
and everyone at work was like, no, he doesn't. And then
show me a picture of Frank Vogel.
Okay.
I have not known him as a coach. His brother,
right?
I know as a coach.
That's some good knowledge, Maul.
Thanks.
Very good knowledge.
Jeff is the smaller of the two.
He is the smaller of the two.
The bald one.
The balder.
Let's see. Joe has pulled up a no.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't look like him at all. They both,
no.
yeah. They, at one
but
point,
what's
they had
funny?
Similar hairline.
What's funny about that, Joe, is that then you get angry. Like we'll be someplace, yeah. and Joe will be like, "Oh, look at that guy! It's Chris Christie there," and I'll be like, "Who?" And he's like, "Ah,
you don't
that guy.
Look at
you don't
stuff
look.
Like
you
I
don't
do.
Look at people. Yeah,
you don't like when I say license plates, and you're like, "What?"
You assume that everyone is looking at the same thing you are and or thinking about the same thing you are.
Is that a kind of egomania?
Yes.
Is that like a sociopath's behavior?
Yes.
Glad we can laugh about it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else that's really happened.
No. This, yeah.
Those.
Like sports wise?
Yeah.
Really nothing has happened. There's been, you know, the Summer League in Vegas. And
yeah.
That's a thing to
baseball.
Go to. That would be fun. Baseball, which is the All-Star game.
What are you
boring.
Talking about, Summer League?
The NBA
basketball?
Has the Summer League where like rookies play. And that's close to here in Vegas. We could go to something like that.
Yeah.
My friends went to it.
What friends?
Brian and Nooch.
Oh, it's the first time hearing about it.
Well, maybe you should ask about Brian and Nooch more often.
Okay, I will. Noted.
Great.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else. Wimbledon just happened.
It did. The golf tournament, the British Open happened.
Uh-huh,
we were watching
uh-huh.
that a little bit at the... here's a sports thing. So at the hotel we were staying at, the guy who owned the hotel is a Boston guy.
Right.
So he and I got in quite a long discussion about Red Sox and Yankees minor league prospects for a while.
And also, let's talk about the amazing impression that Joe made on this man. The first, we got in late at night.
Yes.
This wasn't a bed and breakfast, but it was it's like an eight-room motel that's owned by this couple. So it's pretty intimate.
Yeah.
And I had exchanged some emails and texts with them because we were coming in late and we had to get directions on how to get in. So the first morning we get up and I was like, well, I'm going to go like officially check in and see if they need anything.
Officially.
And I'm talking to the guy and Joe comes in and he's like, yeah, can you just show me how the coffee maker works? Because there's a continental breakfast out there. Like it could not have been a simple, it was like.
The guy was so nice. Each cup on your own.
The guy was so
made.
Nice, and I feel like this alone should win you over to Boston. He was so nice, and he's like, "Oh yeah, of course."
For the place,
and like came out and basically just showed Joe that you push
a lever, and the coffee comes out.
And then Joe goes in later to get the Wi-Fi password and can't figure out how to put it in his phone. And the guy's like, "Go to settings."
Yeah,
like, and the guy, and this guy's like in his 60s, probably.
Oh yeah, I knew what I was. I mean. Whatever, it was early. I hadn't had my coffee because I couldn't figure it out yet.
Classic.
But it was, yeah, I did a lot of dumb stuff. But then I was talking to him for a while.
Map you misplaced, I found it in the trunk.
A lot of things I did wrong. See all the mistakes I've made?
Oh.
So in our room, though, was a book called The Reverse of the Curse or whatever, mm-hmm. about the Red Sox beating the Yankees finally. And I left it outside of our room while we were there because I would not have it inside the room.
Yeah.
That was
it burst thing. Into flames.
Yeah, oh, it could have. It was like, what is it, Fahrenheit 111?
412, yeah.
Yeah. It's not. It's 451, guys.
Oh, 451.
Yeah.
Whatever. It starts to, like, sizzle at 412.
Oh, the sizzle of paper.
Listen, Joe, I have a surprise for you.
I was going to talk about... All right, we'll go back
go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say, everyone was watching, all three men in the building, except the German guy. The owner of the building, Chris
yes.
Berman, and me were all paying attention to the British Open.
Yeah.
And at one point, Molly and I were just out at the pool, and you hear Chris Berman, who's actually named Gino.
Yeah.
Nice guy. Believe he's a Trump supporter, but he was able to have...
But he's not opposed to a woman president.
He did
just
say
not
that.
Her.
He did say that.
Ugh.
He did say that. That was.
Don't
I think that's the. I think that's what we saw today.
Started.
It's this is not pro Trump. It's all anti Hillary.
Yeah.
Which
that's
is
all
yes,
they got.
Is a bigger argument.
Yeah.
But at one point we hear him yelling from his hotel from his room like far
yeah.
away. We hear him like ah, and that's when we realized that the tournament was over
yeah.
for Phil.
Yeah.
So now you can go.
Okay. I put a tweet out there a little earlier this evening, Joe,
Whoa.
Saying we were going to record, that we were back.
Wow.
And I said, so if, you know, anyone has any questions or anything, and good old Only Jade.
Oh, she's back.
Yeah.
Only Jade.
Well, we're back. She was always there.
She was. Only Jade, we let you down.
She is excited.
Great.
She said, yeah, with a lot of exclamation points.
How many? I'm going to guess.
Six or seven. Hard to say because now
seven?
I need reading glasses
oh,
to see
right.
my phone. But she asks, what Olympic event are you most looking forward to?
Me or you?
I think it's to both of us. The well, Olympics are next, starting next month, right?
Mm-hmm. Can I guess yours and you'll guess mine?
Sure.
Okay. All right. I've got yours.
Okay. Who goes first?
I'll go first. Yours is swimming.
I think so. All generally, right. yours is... Track and field?
Rhythmic gymnastics.
Right. Well, here's the thing is that gymnastics I do like. Why are you sitting like that? I am curious about rhythmic gymnastics because I think that Valerie, our 2.5-year-old, is going to like rhythmic gymnastics because
yes.
she already likes dancing around with a ribbon.
Yeah. And that's really all rhythmic gymnastics is.
We just got to get her some clubs and a hoop.
Let's not get her a club.
Yeah, we watched some swimming, trials.
Yeah, a little bit. Russia may be completely
right?
banned at this point.
Yeah.
By the time people listen, you'll know the news before we do.
It does seem like a mess.
Yeah.
Like it could be a disaster.
The whole Olympics? Oh, definitely.
Yeah. I have such a sentimental, I think we've talked about the Olympics. I do love the Summer Olympics and I feel very... Like, watching those trials, especially, you know, something like swimming, it's like in such a short amount of time. Or actually, we watched some track trials,
yep.
too. Like, a hundredth of a second.
Oh, that woman fell and won by, yeah.
Yeah,
is
the difference
literally.
Between, like, going to... and
All expense paid trip to Rio and not.
Zika virus or not.
Yeah.
But the thing is, for like an athlete, 4 years, like waiting another 4 years can often be just out of the question.
Oh, and,
you know?
And so many things fall into that. Like you have some athletes who are, you know, you have the best of the best, like the Jamaican runner. Usain,
bobsled team.
No, Usain Bolt. He's so great. His athletic prime, he's good enough even when he's not in his athletic prime
right.
to be probably the best in the world.
Right.
You know, like when you're that good, like LeBron is past his prime, but just won maybe his greatest championship ever.
Right.
Because he's that great of an athlete. And really, for a game like basketball, there's a lot more than just doing the
it's
100
It's an individual,
meter,
yeah.
Yeah. Dash. But, yeah, for a lot of these folks, like if you're a gymnast or whatever, your peak years are probably like 15, 16 maybe.
Yeah.
So... You know, if you're going from 13 to 17, you
that,
could just
that,
miss the whole thing
that
there.
You're okay. But going 17 to 21,
well, right.
you might be in some trouble.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that happens, you know, a lot of most Olympians, I would guess, probably only, you know, compete in one Olympics.
I think there are some who do two, but Especially, certainly. Like, I think some sports like swimming and track may have a longer...
Yeah.
But gymnastics has a very short window, and they may compete in two, but not... There's a different... Like, either they're not quite ready in the first one, and the second one is really great, or they're great in the second, and the first one and the second.
Yeah. There's the American gymnast, I think, is in that category where... She was kind of on the border. The best American gymnast, I forget her name. Is it Dawes? I don't know if it's Dawes or if there's another girl. But
currently?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
She was...
There was a gymnast, Dominique Dawes, a long time, I think like that's a 20 years one. Ago. Yeah.
There's another gymnast, and I forget her name. She's the best American gymnast, and I think she was in the last Olympics and has won like the last three world championships.
Yeah.
So this may be the tail end of her prime.
Yeah.
But she's kind of a favorite to win a lot of stuff.
I'm thinking of a different Dominique who was in the Olympics 20 years ago.
Okay. Dominique Wilkins?
Mocianu or something
that. Yeah. Yes.
Does Bella Caroli still coach the...
Yes, he does.
I love him.
Yeah, you like Bella. He's the American coach now, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We didn't get to my favorite sport. What did you guess it was?
I guess track.
Just like the races?
Field. Steeplechase.
Mostly
I mean, how
field.
Specific do I have to get?
Well, I don't even know. I mean, I like the basketball when it's close, but I guess the swimming is also a highlight for me. I don't know that I have a favorite thing.
Yeah.
I like to see the European handball because that's a very fun sport to play, but nobody in the United States follows it. I don't know that there'll be much coverage of something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's so many channels that I feel like you can see anything.
Right. A lot of things are on. Things I'm not interested are cycling, weightlifting.
Sure.
Those things don't.
Yeah.
I wish they had tug of war. Somebody else, I think maybe that's a Bill Simmons idea, actually, that they should have tug of war. Which.
Like team or individual?
Maybe both.
Okay.
Maybe like 3, 5, 10 team. You don't want 10 teams. Somebody could get their arms ripped out. Like everyone on the team is like, at the count of three, we all let go and Jeremy hangs on and his arms get ripped out.
You know, there is actually a story about a competitive tug of war in, I want to say like China or Hong Kong or somewhere, and someone lost an arm.
Yeah. I think that's where I got this from.
Here are the sports that I will always watch in the Summer Olympics.
Okay.
Any swimming event, diving, gymnastics, rhythmic or otherwise.
Great.
I think I have like trampoline now. Synchronized swimming I will watch. Mm. Maybe not all of it.
I'm not
invested in it,
right.
But I am. I do like to watch it. Sometimes volleyball.
Volleyball
I like
actually
to watch.
Is a fun one. International volleyball is very good.
I actually like the field events. Track, I'll watch some of the short, but I don't really care. Like, it's just so fast, and then the long ones aren't, and I don't care. Like, I like swimming because I swam, and so I can appreciate it.
Yeah.
But I do like the field events because I don't feel like you see those very often.
Mm-hmm. True. High jump, pole vault, they're pretty unusual.
Discus, you know, shot put.
A steeplechase being an odd, interesting
thing. And I just think you get into some of those, and it just is fascinating to me how, like, a very specific type of athlete falls into those.
Right. Like the shooting things. And running events.
Right.
What is that? Biathlon? Now that's the
skiing and shooting. I don't know that there is a summer.
A shooting summer version.
Yeah.
The shot put does as much damage. Soccer I'm actually interested in.
Yeah.
But you probably not as much. You've soccered out. Women's soccer.
Yeah.
That's I think my favorite sport is women's soccer.
Yeah.
Of women's sports.
All right. I have a lot of more things to say about the Olympics. One
is this our Olympic preview issue?
Sure. I do love watching women's gymnastics. It does. I'm curious how it'll be this year. We've come a long way in the past 4 years. The thing I hate about women's gymnastics is that, like, the intro is like, it's a night when little girls' dreams come true. Like, and I understand a lot of them are 16, 17 years old. But they're still, like, they are athletes.
Oh,
they
right.
are so
right.
strong and coordinated.
So you're saying
and
kind of like
they're treated like little fairy princesses.
Little,
now, listen. they got to stop wearing glitter eyeshadow if they like. They're
some
playing
of them are
into
13
it too.
Years old, and
I
some
get
of them
that.
Are from countries like Romania.
I get that,
and all their life has been is
I know.
Training for these.
I know.
Olympics.
I watched
so
the Nadia movie.
Some
I get
emotionally
it.
And, yes. and like.
But
stunted
I'm talking about the U.S. Like they right. are. They are absolutely like you cannot be a gymnast and not be effed up.
Yeah.
Like you're. It's
that's why I didn't go into it.
Yeah. It's not, it's, I mean, any athlete that level has had kind of a very weird childhood.
Right.
But like a gymnast specifically, I think is very
yeah.
strange. But I feel like people do not appreciate the athleticism.
Oh, and you've said this before, maybe on this show where we were watching an old Olympics.
Yes. From the 70s.
Yes. And you felt like you could do.
I was like, with a couple of years.
Right. Right. And now
well,
the
like
stuff
a,
they're
yeah.
doing is,
it's
you know,
incredible.
It's the Cirque du Soleil influence back onto the
but it's,
people
it's,
who will take those jobs later
so
on.
So much of it is sheer strength.
Yeah,
like,
and
I
core
feel like
strength.
30, 40 years ago, gymnastics was like dancers who did a little more.
Yes.
And who weren't tall enough to be ballerinas.
It was a ballerina doing the all-the-way flip as opposed
right.
to just putting the
but
leg high
these
up.
Women are so strong.
Oh, yeah.
It's and it just makes me really angry when who is it who would always do it before was like Pat O'Brien would
yeah.
be like little girl's dreams will come true tonight.
Well, Pat O'Brien,
like,
I think
shouldn't
he
talk
have
about
a prostitute scandal,
yeah.
so he doesn't get to call those games anymore.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm very excited. I love the Olympics, the Summer Olympics. Winter, I'm okay with, but
yeah,
summer, but I'm really
I think
into
actually
it.
Olympic hockey might be my overall favorite event of all the Olympics together. But I prefer the Summer Olympics generally.
Hmm.
Like on a nightly basis, usually you can tune into something.
Well, there's just
and the
so
coverage
many
is good.
Events.
Yeah.
yeah. And they do a good job of spacing out the prime.
I mean, it's a TV event now.
Oh,
honestly,
yeah.
it's basically the rest of the world is doing a free TV show for America. And other
yeah.
countries watch the Olympics a lot, too. But I feel like the coverage here, and maybe I'm wrong, but because we're a country that almost always is in the top five of medal count, and
yeah.
almost always kind of, especially in Summer Olympics, pushing to win the medal count,
yeah.
and with Russia at least
yeah.
kind of out of this Olympics, it shouldn't be any competition. That makes our country very interested in it.
Oh, definitely. Well, and you know, it's interesting because I don't know where this happens, but like, it benefits a lot of people if you know if you get your Michael Phelps and your like
right.
specific athletes who get endorsed who become famous because of the Olympics, your Carrie Strug and your mm-hmm. whoever who and. So and it benefits everybody.
Yeah.
So like the Olympics, the network, all of these people are sort of working to create these
yeah.
household names to be on a Wheaties box or whatever.
And that's where you get into some weird stuff about drug testing and everything.
Right.
Like if you say, and I, if I'm not saying it right, it's Usain Bolt. If he were if he were to fail a drug test, that would be a crippling blow to the track and field events.
Who is the woman in track who was who did great, at least one Olympics, maybe two, and then had
Lola
a drug
Budd?
Issue? No, shoot, I can picture her.
North Carolina. She went to North Carolina.
Yeah. Marion?
Marion Jones.
That's it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
She was part of that. Was it Balco or one of the other ones?
Oh, right.
That brought down everybody, you know.
But like everyone was so, and that is sad to me because I do feel like you can get sort of supportive of an athlete and then you find out
sure.
like,
yeah, I mean, and that happens so much. Like, the UFC, which is a whole different thing. MMA is, you know, it's wrestling but real.
Right.
It's the brutality of wrestling without any of the acting. And these guys are failing drug tests all the time. And Brock Lesnar, in this last one, he's a former Olympian.
I remember you talking to Gino about him.
Right, as a wrestler. and a WWE wrestler, and then he did this great athlete. We were talking about him trying out for the Vikings. He failed a drug test at UFC, and he was going to be the headliner because the guy who was going to be the headliner before him failed a drug test and was kicked out. They basically hid his failed drug test results until the event because they would have been screwed, and then afterwards revealed he failed the test. And what are you going to do? You already bought your pay-per-view at that point.
Yeah.
You already paid for your pay-per-view.
Well, it's interesting with the Olympics, and certainly this is my experience, is that I think that the more conventional sports fans like you, and yeah. I don't mean you're conventional, but I mean yeah. like people who fall, like you're kind of used to this, like, oh yeah, it turns out he was juicing, whatever.
Yes.
I feel like someone like me who like gets really into the Olympics,
sure.
it's almost tougher because I'm not normally invested in
right.
stuff, and then I get really excited about something.
You haven't
and
had your
like,
heart broken
oh.
by these athletes
right.
over and over
yeah.
again.
Yeah.
You haven't developed the cynical
and
shell.
Kids get like
yes.
the 1984 Olympics in LA was the first time that I got really into the Olympics because I was already swimming.
Yeah.
I was in that was Mary Lou Retton.
Yeah.
That was like, and I was 10 or yeah. 9.
You still wear that Mary Lou Retton jacket around
sure,
all the time.
Sure. But like that, I feel like a lot of kids my age, that was a big deal
yeah.
watching that Olympics.
Well, we also, it was in America and we.
Oh, yeah.
And Russia.
And we.
Boycott.
Right.
So we crushed
it. We destroyed
them.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, and then if you, you know, I watched every, like, I feel like I knew everybody
yeah.
in the Olympics that year. And then if I would have found out that like.
Right. And that's
you know,
when your love of the Olympics probably began.
Oh, definitely.
Like, I remember when I saw the first March Madness, I was home with the chicken pox, and it just happened to be during the March Madness, the first round of the tournament, and I just watched so many games,
yeah.
and that was it. I was hooked.
I had never watched basketball in the Summer Olympics, but in 1992, I had my
Dream
wisdom
team.
Teeth out, and I watched several of the Dream Team games while sloppily eating frozen yogurt.
Wow.
Because my mouth was still numb.
Can you give us a sound effect of what that sounded like? Okay. And where was that Olympics played? Please pronounce it correctly.
Barcelona.
Very good. Very good. I think that's probably enough for a return.
All right.
We don't want to push our luck now.
Okay.
Okay. So,
thank you, Only Jade.
Yes, Only Jade. You made our day, and we hope that we can make your day tomorrow when you listen to this, or
right.
whatever day you listen to this. And everyone, again... I know last time we told you to tell somebody else about this show, and then right after that we took 4 weeks off without telling anyone. So don't hold that against us. And we'll hopefully see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.